What's up, guys? It's Raina.
And this is Marcus.
And this is the Dropping the Needle podcast, where we review albums and songs and give our feedback and opinions. So today we are going to be reviewing The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. What do you think about this album, Marcus?
It's definitely one of them first couple albums, I say, around freshman year. It got me really into different genres of music and different types of hip-hop and not just your regular thuggish drill or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't know that this isn't an R&B album. This is more of a soul, neo-soul kind of album. And a lot of people just associate Lauryn Hill with either hip-hop or R&B when she actually ventures out into so many more genres.
And this was before Nicki Minaj. This is the real queen of hip-hop right here.
Right.
She started it all with this album right here, one of the best albums of all time. And won, didn't she win? She won awards
she
for this, too.
She won so many Grammys off of this. Like,
so people be talking about how conceited she is and how she don't be acting how she's supposed to, being super humble. I wouldn't either if I made an album like this.
If I made an album like this, you wouldn't hear the end of it. Oh, my God. And so to start off, we're going to play some clips. We're going to give our opinions and what we think of said songs. And we're just going to keep it going like that. So for the first song, we have
Tamika Marshall, Lauryn Hill.
We have the intro, and I don't listen to this song when I can't say I listen to it all the time, but I think it's a great intro, great way to start off the album. What do you think, Mark?
This is one song that off the top of my head from this album, I can't really remember, but just hearing it, it sounds super nostalgic, and I'm already knowing I'm going to have this stuck in my head all day once I hear the lyrics.
We already know we're going to be listening to this album all day after this. So, what do you think we should play next?
Up next, I say
oh my God, I love that song so bad.
That is the Miseducation song. Either that, or there's a couple on here that you can say
there's
is a staple
a couple.
Album.
I love that song so much. It's just, and that's the thing with Lauryn Hill. She doesn't just make music. She doesn't just talk on a mic. She is literally telling you things, some good gems. She is dropping gems for you at a great beat at that. Like,
and then this song is really timeless because I don't know if y'all know, this that one Drake song sample.
That's that one Drake sample.
He used that on Nice for What. And people was like, where's that from? That's a good sample. That's catchy. Miss Lauryn Hill put that on a track way before he thought of it.
This song will literally never die. It is so good. I love it so much. Let's think. For the next song, let's try.
It's all that I gotta tell him.
Oh my gosh, tell him. What do you think that she is talking about? Who do you think she is telling?
Some man that needs to get his stuff together and doesn't know what he's doing with this woman in his hand.
I've always asked people, like, when you hear that song, do you think she's talking about a literal man? I always thought she might be talking about a higher power. I never knew exactly. She said, tell him I need him and tell him I love him. Oh, my gosh. And it'll be all right. Oh,
our Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost right there. She might be talking about you.
She might just be talking about it. Like, I just always feel like songs like this where we're talking to somebody, but we don't know who the artist intended for this to be set to. It's just, you never really know.
Or she could be fighting demons with these men out here like y'all be doing.
Oh, my gosh. She could.
She making everybody relate. I'll be thinking I'm her. I'm like, I got a problem with this dude too. Who is he?
Who is he?
He's doing Lauryn Hill wrong? What are we doing?
Who could
right
do
now?
Lauryn Hill wrong? But that's the thing. There's a lot of people out here. They just need to get their stuff together. And Lauryn Hill is a great person to listen to when you just need to get your stuff together. Like,
this guy must have been some supervillain to have a bunch of songs on one album about him messing up.
Oh my God. I love that song so bad. It's what song do you song. Want next?
I say
seems so very small, 'cause nothing even matters at all. Seems nothing even matters at all.
Ooh.
Nothing matters.
nothing matters. Like, nothing matters at all.
This the original Chill Out and Vibe song.
Yes. Oh, my God. I feel like that song, it's more of a, again, it's just telling you to, like, lock in. You're probably, for me, I always thought that song is like, you're overthinking it. You got to calm down. You're making life a little too serious. I believe life isn't intended to be so serious.
Was this the original It Is What It Is?
It is what it is. Like, we just have to, life is going to go on regardless. Nothing even matters for real. Like,
this is a song. This song is the whole embodiment of type.
Type. What did they say? Ball up top.
Ball up top. That's the new one. That was the original.
Oh my God, I love that.
And then for the last one right here, we got Some guys are only about
looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions?
How do we feel about doo-wop?
Girls, you better watch out. Some guys are only about that thing.
Only about that thing. I'm telling you, she just, oh my gosh, I can't.
Now, if I had to pick what of that entire album was a staple song, I'm picking that song.
As you should, though. Like, that song, it actually tells you exactly how you should go about yourself, how you should go about life. Some dudes are just about that thing, and you have to be able to discern that. Like,
and then she said it for girls too. She's speaking to everybody.
She's speaking to everybody.
She's making sure everybody knows. She's making sure everybody knows that some people are only focused on one thing. So you got to find the right one.
You got to find the right one, and you got to take time. You got to be patient. This stuff isn't gonna just happen. You're going to run into the wrong ones. You're going to have trial and error. You just have to find the right one. You have to keep pushing. You can't lose motivation. I feel like a lot of people are just losing the sight that things happen. You meet bad people. That's not the end of the world. Like,
they losing themselves, thinking they found the right person. Little do they know, this is probably the worst person they ever going to meet.
The worst one they're ever going to meet. And what are we going to do about that?
You can't do nothing. Ball up top.
Ball up top.
All you got to do is throw on a Lauryn Hill album and you straight.
You're straight. Like, that can get you through the whole day. If you were having a bad day, turn on a Lauryn Hill album.
Exactly. Anyone, too.
Any of them.
This one just happens to be, in
when
my
she was with the Fugees,
the best.
Ooh. She was on her game for real.
Let's not even get us started on that album.
She was on her game for real. I think we have one more song.
Do we? And I used to love him.
Do you like that song?
That's a great song. I completely forgot. I'm going to be honest. That's probably the only song this album I completely forgot existed.
I love that song. I cannot lie. I just discovered that song, this past summer?
And we just forgot it was sitting here on the
literally
soundboard.
Literally, we forgot it was on the soundboard.
I'm telling you, oh my God, if I had the internet, I'm going to walk in there and throw on his whole album, but I can't even do that. Oh my God.
I forgot. So I never even knew about that song until summer, and I have not stopped playing it since. Again, who do you think she was talking about? Do you still think it's the same person from Tell Him?
You said it might be a higher power. It can't be, because she said she used to love him. This is some evil. The whole album, this dude has to be the most evil supervillain type of guy to have a whole album about.
Literally a whole album. And she's dissing him and all this other stuff. Like,
she used to love him. Now she knows, like, what happened here?
What happened here?
Did he cheat? Did he, like, blow up your house? What happened? Jesus.
What did he do? Like, did he crash your car? Like,
he did something.
What did he do?
He killed your dog. What's happening here?
Lauryn Hill is just a great person to listen to in general. She has an amazing voice. She has crazy bars that you just have to sit back and ponder on, like, seriously.
And she knows what she's talking about. She's not just speaking from stuff that she don't know about.
She's not just rambling either. Like, she knows exactly what she wants to get across, and she gets that across so well in her music.
And a lot of this stuff is what most people can relate to, especially around that time when this just dropped around the 90s.
Yeah, this is more of a 90s.
People was relating to this and listening to this and was like, dang, I really feel her. And then she just grew off of that.
She just grew. And that's the thing. Like, that's what I feel like a lot of people have lost the sight. When you make music, you are putting out art. This is an art. You are trying to get something across. You are trying to get other people to see your vision. Like,
and this album is really the physical embodiment of that. This is what art was back then. This has been in a lot of old heads. Shoot, a lot of people in our generation now, this would be their number one album of all time.
Right.
Because this is one of those albums where everything that you could possibly think of that you would need in an artist or a song or an album is put all into one thing, and everybody can relate because every song is something for every person.
Any situation you have, I'm almost positive there's a Lauryn Hill song to help you through that. Almost positive there's a Lauryn Hill song to help you through any situation you have going on. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you distraught? Do you not know what's going on?
Shoot, some of the songs make you feel like all of them. It don't even matter.
All of them at once. Like,
you just feel like a whole new person. You floating listening to this. What are we talking
about?
And
knowing that this is her real voice. I know autotune was a big thing back then. You couldn't convince me Lauryn Hill ever used autotune in her voice.
Nothing. This is not autotune.
You couldn't convince me.
I don't hear a lick of no voice modulation.
Nothing.
No
just the
change.
Cadence in her voice, you can tell that is raw and uncut.
If you listen to, like, there's multiple videos on the internet of her being at concerts and stuff and just starting to freestyle out of nowhere, this is who she was. She was just doing this stuff randomly and singing. It was her passion. She turned her passion into a work of art for the people to listen to, and it's now a timeless album. One of the number one albums of all time.
Always going to be a number one album in anybody's playbook. Even if you're not into a soul, if you're not into R&B, if you're not into Lauryn Hill, you cannot say that this wasn't an amazing album.
Yeah, even people that say they might only listen to country, that might be their number one genre on their Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year. But they can listen to this and still say this is a great hip-hop, R&B, soul, whatever you want to call it. It's a great album. All around.
And I love that this is something that everyone can agree on. Everyone can agree that Lauryn Hill is one of the best to do it, if not the best.
It's universal.
It's a universal.
You actually can't listen to this and deny it, because there's going to be somebody in that area that you're at, and they're going to check you, because what you just said was the craziest thing ever.
It was just, and why are you so content with lying? Why are we so okay with it?
Are we, it's 2024. Are we happy with that? We're happy with this capping? Saying that Lauryn Hill made a bad album or any bad songs at all, or is that she's a bad artist? Not true.
What are your thoughts on Lauryn Hill and if she, like, how she does her concerts, the fact that she doesn't do concerts a lot and things like that?
Like I said, like I said before, if I made an album like this and then multiple albums somewhat like this after the fact, if I was just tired of making music, I wouldn't go to concerts, man. But if she, now, I do think that she be scamming these people.
Yeah.
She might be scamming them, because I be hearing, I don't know the full thing, but I be hearing, like, people will buy tickets and then the show will get canceled and it's not refunded, or she doesn't perform, really. That's not up to me. Maybe she's going through something. Maybe like Frank Ocean, or I heard he lost his brother.
Right.
And that's why he hasn't been performing like he used to, maybe. Maybe something happened with her. I don't know. But I think if she gives people the opportunity to buy tickets to her show and show up and see a Lauryn Hill show that maybe they weren't even born yet in the 90s to see, then she should give them that show. Otherwise, unless, like, something absolutely crazy happens right before the show and she has to cancel it.
Right.
Otherwise, let's just perform. Let's just make the people happy.
Let's give them what they want. Like, they want to see Lauryn Hill, let's give them that.
We want another Miseducation. That's what we want.
And for the next album, we're going to review 2004 Usher Confessions, the expanded edition. And stay tuned for that.
Now, supposedly, she's the expert on this one. I ain't listened to
a lot of
Usher. I do
know a lot of Usher. I cannot lie. I know a lot of Usher.
I got a bunch of friends that play Usher till their ears bleed, so I'm not the... I don't got a lot of information going into this one, so this is going to be new for me.
I'm actually really excited for that. So stay tuned for that, and thank you guys so much for listening.
Appreciate it, man.